How are you, Tam?
Hello.
Hello there now. Oh, no, no. Enough of that. Now, let me ask you. Are you going to buy me a pint after this interview?
Never, it's never going to happen. I'll give you a carton of milk that's went off.
Okay. Now, I've got to ask this question. It must be a great feeling to be reunited with a gang from Stowgame, surely. It must be.
Yes, it's great to be back, all back together in such a successful venture, you know. It's always very positive.
I mean, as well, it must be one of these things. Surely you must have think, after 6 years, how popular do you think the show's going to be now that you're back after 6 years?
Well, that's a strange thing. It never seemed to dip in popularity, and you see the repeats that are on at the moment and the last repeats that were on. These repeats, they're doing 2 times as many viewers as new programmes that go out, so people love the show, and people from different ages, that's the thing. It travels very, very young right up to very, very old. It's a great broad range of fans, you know.
Yeah, now I have had a text in from a listener, and Bob's actually texted in to say, are you actually in that character Tam, are you actually miserable in real life as you are Tam, or is it just a completely different thing?
Not at all. I'm a very, very generous person, very, very warm hearted.
Oh, that's good.
I had the central heating on for nearly half an hour yesterday.
Okay. In terms of, as well, in terms of your character, how much of that character is you? Do you develop it in such a way?
Well, I guess you do develop it. You develop your character like you develop every job you do, and I guess you've got a long time to do that. Remember, it started when we were singing songs, Jack and Victor, Winston, myself. Before they were actually called that, we would sing songs and tune the fat back in the day.
Yes, of course, aye.
You know, so it started there. So you get it then every series, you kind of layer up your character, what happens to the character, so you get a real grounding for what kind of person that he is, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you have a good storyline that takes you through all those years to you get married and you have a child in your 70s.
I was going to say, yes, the oldest man, the oldest character in a Stowgame to have a child with Francis.
Right.
I mean, that's sick. It's got to be something that's great. In terms of your character Tam, now I've got to ask this question because it seems to me as though when you're playing that character, I know you're early 40s just now. When you're playing that character, do you visualise that being you when you're Tam's age?
Well, I look at my own dad, you see, and I look at what he's wearing, and I think that's what I wear as Tam, you know. And I look at his hair, and I think this is it.
Yeah.
Maybe you become that right enough. If you play it hard enough, you actually become Tam. I hope not.
Well, no.
So.
You'd hope not.
No, I would hope not. But I think so.
Okay. In terms of I know you talked about Chewing the Fat. Was that a parody based on Stowgame back in the early day? Was that?
Well, I guess it was. That's right. You know, within the sketches, they had these old men, and it was quite original at the time. They would have these old men. A lot of people have done that now. They kind of. You know, Ford and Greg, particularly as these old characters, are really, you know, it's a very original idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
it was obviously the stage show, and then it grew legs, and different characters got added. Jane is Iva, and Sanjeev, and Bobby, Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been a great team. It's been a great characters to watch, I think, to be part of.
One of my most favourite episodes is where Gavin, the Bobby the barman, is known as Troy the Gardener. I think that's one of my most favourite episodes in it.
And
of course,
he gets involved in the adult.
Yes, exactly. And I remember you watching it sitting in your house and the thing, and you're no Troy the Gardener, you're Bobby the Barman sitting there fighting the telly. I think it's one of my most favourite episodes. Speaking of episodes as well, it's going to be on a live show next September at the Hydro. I think it's going to be absolutely fabulous and popular. Is it then going to move on to a series, do you think, a one-off special of a new year?
Who knows, you know, you see what happens once it all comes together. I mean, I'm sure the demand's there for it from everybody, and including the BBC, but I don't know, it'll be time and demand, and if that's what the guys want to do, I'm sure it would be very welcome.
It would be. I mean, certainly to listeners like myself and various other people. Now, of course, as well, I've got to ask you this. Is there kind of like a favourite episode that you ever made that you think, Gordon Bennett, I look at that and I think that's absolutely hilarious right from the word go?
Well, that's been the beauty of it. actually, writing wise, you can look over all six series and you can find bits and different shows that you laugh really hard at. I particularly liked the episode where I win the disabled buggy from,
yes,
from Joe in the cab one.
We're not playing cards.
That's right. And I love Paul Young, who's Shug the Lugs.
Mm-hmm, yes.
In the big ears. There's lots of different characters and people that come in to play. It's been really, really wonderful, you know. It's been mm-hmm. great to meet people and watch it all come together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And as well, there's obviously got to be certain development of characters. I think it's just, to be quite honest with you, when it's set in Craig Lang, I just think, as well, with the fact this whole thing with Grangemouth has been going on, I think you guys have kind of, with the announcement of you coming back, it's kind of lifted everybody's spirits a wee bit and just gone, oh, something good's come up from it. So it's obviously very good to have that. In terms of your career then, where did this all start from? Had you wanted to be an actor?
I was at Queen Margaret. I started off as a joiner, started an apprentice joiner for 6 months, and then I actually went to drama college when I was 18 at Queen Margaret College at the time, which was in Kirstophan in Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my 3 years there, and mm-hmm. I left, and I pretty much did. I was very fortunate. I did a lot of theatre acting. I worked in Edinburgh and various Edinburgh theatre companies through in Glasgow, and toured around a lot in theatre mm-hmm. companies. And then it was Ford and Greg had said they were doing a sketch show, and they asked Paul and myself if we'd go in and do bits with Camden Bar. So that was kind of how it started, TV wise. Then, I've written a radio show, I've done a lot of panto in the last year. I've written and produced my own panto.
Oh, very nice.
Produced my own panto and star in it this year in Arbroath, in the Webster Theatre in Arbroath. It's a new, recently refurbished. I'm doing Babes in the Woods there.
Oh, lovely.
Up near Dundee in Arbroath for December, which I'm looking forward to with a lot of friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Callum Cuthbertson from Gary Tank Commander and Kirsten McLean from Lemmy's show.
Even better. So we've got loads of celebrities.
So it's good. It's nice to bring a wee different bit of edge up to the show there. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's been good so far.
Mm-hmm.
Touch wood.
Yes, exactly. It sounds as though it's been great. And I mean, from hearing what Ford and Greg were saying last week, they were saying that, I know Greg was saying that was the first time you guys had actually been in the room when you did the press conference at the Hydro about 6 years ago. So that must have been in itself a wee reunion for you.
Well, that's right, you know, it's some things change and some things stay the same, you know. And it's gone quite quickly, actually, mm-hmm. because the show hasn't really been left to die. Like, a lot of shows, people say, it was really good, but this has been constant. You know, I get asked, without exaggeration, I've been asked twice a day, for minimum.
Yeah.
Oh, Tam, are they going to bring it back? Are they doing this? Are they doing that? You know, so.
Yes,
The desire's definitely, well, you see ticket sales for the show that started before shows were now basically sold out 16 shows
already. Blooming heck. Gee whiz. Well, it's obviously popular and back in demand that everybody kind of likes that thing.
Well, this is it. Yeah. I've got people coming. My friend the other day said she's bought tickets from Abu Dhabi. She's coming back to see it next October with her family. So.
Oh, lovely. Well, it's been lovely to speak to you, Mark. It's been great. One of the things we'd kind of like you to do, could we get you to say it in a Tam accent?
Yes.
Could we get you to say that you're Tam Mullen and you're listening to East Coast FM 107.6. Would that be okay for you?
Yes.
Excellent. Right. Well, I'll give you a countdown. So here we go.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, on you go.
Hello there. My name's Tam Mullen and you're listening to East Coast FM on 107.6. Bye now.
Brilliant. Tam, you've been superb. Thank you very much, Mark. Best of luck with the panto and the tour and the live show next September, and we'll try and get along to it. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Excellent. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, wonderful. There we go. There we have it. That was Tam from Still Game. He was on the line.